All right, 209. We're dealing with some technical stuff. That happens. Let's jump into, Chris, let's stay with what we're doing right now, though, okay? Let's stay with these sound bites. Let's deal with Donald Trump yesterday. To his credit, he goes to the National Association of Black Journalists. To their credit, they invite him. He was invited in 16. He was invited in 20. Didn't go. Why is he going? For votes. Why would Kamala Harris go there? For votes. She didn't, by the way. She wanted to do it by Zoom. It did not work with their schedule. So you had a first question from Rachel Scott, which agitated Donald Trump. The question was fair. It cited his comments and things that he said in the past, and that was the opening question. Now, he responded to it, where's my hello? This is the worst opening question ever. We can debate, and there's not a right or wrong. Do you come out that strong? Do you wait two or three questions in? That's always going to be debated. Rachel Scott knows that part of the debate is, why is Trump there? Are you going to be tough enough on him? Is he going to answer questions? So that's part of her rationale. You don't have to agree with it. But then later in the event, we get to the portion of this Q&A which stood out the most, where the president is talking about the vice president. Because of the technical issues we're having right now, Susie, go ahead and play it right now. Thank you.
I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman. She went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Okay. My basic premise for all this is going to be, and I'm going to offer up comments like I do always. How does this help Donald Trump win? Tell me. How does this help Donald Trump win? Many people don't want him to win. He's not my pick. Obviously, I've established that before. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. But for him, when he's appearing, when he's talking, when he's going to fundraisers, when he's putting his committee together, all that, and the campaign, it's all about winning. So here we go again with birtherism. Do not forget Donald Trump's entree into the 2016 race started how? Where's Barack Obama's birth certificate? Let's review the number of other presidents where we were looking for their birth certificate before a black man. And yes, Barack Obama didn't just turn into a black man. Mixed race family, identified as a black man. He didn't wake up one day at 31 and say, hey, I got nothing going on. I'm going to be a black man. Just like the vice president didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'm going to turn into a black woman. But that, and he created a lot of attention, a lot of people on his side, and a lot of dissent with the birth certificate filth. Let me be clear, looking for Barack Obama's birth certificate was filth and was disgusting and wouldn't have happened for 1 second if Barack Obama was a white man. So here we go again. The vice president, who, by the way, in the 2020 campaign, someone who I thought was going to be great, by the way, she has the one debate with Joe Biden on busing, seemingly made points, but then had to backpedal the next day. Her campaign was so lousy, she didn't make it to Iowa. So no one can tell me she's a great campaigner for the presidency right now until she shows us something different. Maybe she will. Susie, we're going to be okay with the other bites. We're going to be, we got to have a little on-air conversation. We're going to be okay with the sound bites, okay? So she might turn out to be the next couple months a fantastic campaign. There have been people who've run terrible campaigns initially, and then they run very effective campaigns. Let's see. But in 2020, when she ran, she stunk. She didn't get to Iowa. And by the way, I was wrong. I thought she was going to be the nominee. So this isn't me bragging about this. It's me saying I was 100% wrong. So now what Trump should do is emphasize she is a California liberal. And that's what she is. When she was an attorney general, there was a bit more law and order about her. But once she became a senator, and when she ran, she moved further to the left. And by the way, I'm not hinting in any way that Donald Trump is a centrist. He actually was when he was a citizen, but he saw his avenue. And by the way, he won. It worked for him. He won. But MAGA, and he's the leader of it, is further to the right. It just is on most issues. So Trump should emphasize the issues, but he never, ever, ever can get out of the way of himself on some issues that maybe members of his base agree with. But the independents who he's trying to get, who are reluctant right now, potentially, they might be intrigued. They're paying attention to Harris, but what is she really about? They might have been leaning Trump because Biden was having so many issues. But now, when Donald Trump says this, and I'll read the quote back, she was always of Indian heritage, not true. And she was only promoting Indian heritage, again, not true. I didn't know she was black. I don't believe him for 1 second until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. Yep. She never, ever cited her Jamaican-born father. You are allowed to be black and Indian in this country. This is not a criminal sort of situation. So I don't know. Is she Indian or is she black? This is Trump speaking again. But you know what? I respect either one. In fact, he says this twice. This should not be forgotten. Okay? I respect either one twice. Why couldn't he have just said that and ended this other crap? But he can't. Because either he feels this truly in his heart, which would be pretty pathetic, or he's appealing to people who do. Because when he says, I don't know if she's Indian or black, he then says, I respect either one. But then he says about a woman who is black and Indian, here's what he says. But she obviously doesn't respect either. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn. She became a black person. It's just gross stuff. You know, he won in 16. It's probably a pick him now, but I still, if you told me today, I'd pick him slightly because she's got some momentum right now. She might keep it the whole way. I have no idea. But how does this help him with independents? It does not. Did it prevent him from winning the 16? Nope. Was he going to win before the pandemic in 20? I personally think so. But he lost, and the pandemic, some of it, how he handled it, hurt him greatly. The economy slowing down hurt him greatly. Some of his ridiculous comments during the pandemic hurt him. But this is not an asset to him. To me, if you're a Trump supporter, this should bug you. Get out of here. Tout what you're going to do. Don't tout what happened in the past. Don't tout how aggrieved you are. Don't do the victim card. Don't do "they're out to get me." Point out areas where you disagree with the Biden-Harris campaign. Put her right front and center since Joe's out, and do that as opposed to "she just turned black. She doesn't respect either one." That's rolling in racism. And if you're objective, you know. What do you want to say about that? Can we take calls with the computer issue?
One way to find out.
Okay. So we'll try to work in calls. If not, we'll work in text. We'll be fine. We'll get it done. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Agree with what I'm saying? Disagree with what I'm saying? Disagree vociferously with what I'm saying? Let me know. 651-461-9226. All right, let's jump in the calls. We're talking about Donald Trump. Again, showing up at the National Association of Black Journalists. I'm glad he did. He keeps going here because he wants to go here. It just doesn't help him when I find the comments awful. It's right there with racist comments. And I'm finding a few comments from our texters rather baffling, too. All right, one caller just dropped off. You want to call in right now, you can. You get to completely disagree, agree, or add something new to it. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Matt, I'm glad you're listening. Go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chad. You know, I've never called a radio show like this. Normally, I would never do that, but I have to totally agree with you. I'm opposed to racism of any kind. I just feel that there's no point in it. And in fact, I happen to be a normal, I guess, white man, but I feel it shouldn't matter. You know, you should be able to be anything you want and exist and have a good life in this country without it mattering what your skin color is or anything else. And focus on the issues, absolutely. Now, there might be a few things in which I agree with him on, like our infrastructure and stuff like that. But there are some of his ideas I just think are totally, completely off the wall. And I could say the same thing about Kamala Harris. You know, I think she's an all right person and everything, and there are some things I very much agree with her on, and others I may not. And I may even vote for an independent candidate. I haven't decided, but I sure appreciate the honesty about the racism. Let's just get rid of the whole deal. I can remember once I had to fill out a form, and they asked for my race, and I put on there, "I'm American born and American bred, and when I die, I'll be American dead." And they called me up. They made me actually do it right. Yeah. They did not like me doing that.
Call in again,
anyhow,
sir.
Have a good day.
You too. I appreciate the phone call. Let's get to a number of texts. Someone is persistently sending this, reminding the audience that Trump lost the plurality, the total amount of votes over the last two elections. I think most people who have paid attention know that. We have the Electoral College, and there's a lot of debate if the Electoral College is the way to go. I get how people who are Democrats and vote for Democrats every single time are frustrated. You know, probably even going back to 2000, what happened in Florida, and then with Hillary with more votes, and Joe Biden decisively more votes. Let's not forget, Joe Biden won. But you know what? Even though this is not somebody's going to vote for Donald Trump, I can assure you that, this is the game we're playing right now. Okay? We are playing the Electoral College. If they change it, then they all have to change. Then you know where Vice President Harris would be? California, probably every day. Where she'd be the next day? New York, trying to run up totals. And that's the whole point of the Electoral College. And I get it's counter to what we're doing in almost every other election. But if the point is to win the most electoral votes, I actually think we spend too much time talking about the popular vote. If you want to say we should change it, fine. But as long as this is the game we're playing, that should be emphasized. All right, more of your texts. It's 651-461-9226. How about the black job comment when he was asked about black jobs? Yeah, it's demeaning. It is demeaning because it's clear he's hinting, because he keeps going back to this over and over again, that immigrants are coming for black jobs. And then he slightly backpedals a little bit. Well, they're coming for all of his jobs. It is demeaning to all people involved. Now, I don't want this misinterpreted. The Biden-Harris administration failed epically on the border. Their border policy was feeble and inept. Now, we know Donald Trump stepped in and stopped Senator Lankford, who may be the most conservative senator in the Senate, for putting together an office, a bill, which would have passed the Senate. Don't know if it would have passed the House, where none of the major Democrats, what Democrats want in an immigration bill, were a part of it. Just to get something done. It would have made progress. It would have helped. But Trump wants to run on it. Again, Trump wants to run on the ineptness of the Biden-Harris campaign with immigration. Have they made progress since the executive order? Yes, but that should be used against Trump constantly if you're Harris or her vice president or others, that they should even own. But you can't, sadly. You can't, like we were talking with Adam early on. You really can't admit failure right now because it's used against you. But that should come up over and over again. And I think there is one ad on it where we could make progress and Donald Trump stopped that progress. He is former president, not president. Please use the correct title. Thank you. We try to use that as often as possible, but there are many, many times when other people who have left office are called president, and frequently the individuals who are saying use former president are not fans of the particular individual. More text. Trump got you going. His goal. Harris busing story, a 12-year-old is bogus. Okay, that debate came up before. I'm not going to even get into that right now. Trump didn't get me going. I'm covering a story. We're covering presidential politics, which we do on this show, and I disagree with him. I think he trolls and racism on a regular basis, and this texter, I know, wants Donald Trump to win from past texts. That's fine. You're totally allowed to do that. But if you think this approach, playing around with racism in, at times, a repugnant way, is garnering you independent voters, you're a fool, because it does not in any way.